This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zeoli Show. Do us a favor, please subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and tell your friends. Come on, I got kids to feed. College isn't going to pay for itself, you know? Thanks for listening.
Rich Zeoli Show Podcast.
Over at Reason.com, they put it very, very well with regards to what happened with the Covington Catholic School kids. Robbie Sove writing, the media wildly mischaracterized that video of Covington Catholic students confronting a Native American veteran. Journalists who uncritically accepted Nathan Phillips' story got this completely wrong. Partial video. And listen, if you were one of the people who saw this over the weekend and you were incensed at what you saw, it's completely understandable because a lot of people did. A lot of people reacted and said very horrible things about these kids and then had to take it back. And if you do take it back, well, good for you, because everybody makes mistakes. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people doubling down on this, even though the truth has come to light. But, you know, it's a good reminder, A, don't tweet when you're drinking, and B, take a breath and catch your breath and take a minute to figure out, are you getting all the facts? Because this is a great example of how you weren't getting the facts. There was a narrative that was being pushed here, and people reacted predictably so. On the left, they decided to then go after the kids, trying to out their names, their addresses, threatening their parents. They wanted the parents fired. They wanted the parents to be investigated. This all happened in Tom Massey's district in Kentucky, by the way. Our buddy Tom Massey, one of my favorite members of Congress. He's on the House Liberty Caucus. I love Tom Massey. We've invited him on the show. He's got a busy day ahead, but hopefully he'll give us some time to pop by. Partial video footage of students from a Catholic high school allegedly harassing a Native American veteran after the anti-abortion March for Life rally in Washington over the weekend quickly went viral, provoking widespread condemnation of the kids on social media. Various media figures and Twitter users called for them to be doxxed, shamed, or otherwise punished, and school administrators said they would consider expulsion. But the rest of the video, nearly 2 hours of additional footage showing what happened before and after the encounter, adds important context that strongly contradicts the media's narrative. Far from engaging in racially motivated harassment, the group of mostly white MAGA hat wearing male teenagers remained relatively calm and restrained, despite being subjected to incessant racist, homophobic, and bigoted verbal abuse by members of the bizarre religious sect Black Hebrew Israelites, who were lurking nearby. The Black Hebrew Israelites has existed since the late 19th century and is best described as a black nationalist cult movement. Its members believe they are descendants of the ancient Israelites and often express condemnation of white people, Christians and gays. D.C. area Black Hebrews are known to spout particularly vile bigotry. In fact, there's a story of a gay performance artist who was out there dancing and she wound up literally causing the group to leave, because they were so incensed at seeing a gay person dance. So Phillips, the Native American guy, he puts himself between the teens and the black nationalists, chanting and drumming as he marched straight into the middle of the group of young people. What followed was several minutes of confusion. The teens couldn't quite decide whether he was on their side or not, but tentatively joined in his chanting. It's not at all clear that this was intended as an act of mockery or solidarity. One student did not get out of Phillips' way as he marched and gave the man a hard stare and a smile that some in the media have described as creepy. That moment received the most media coverage. The teen has been called the product of a hate factory and likened to a school shooter. Imagine this being said about you or your kid. Segregation era racist, and he was also compared to a member of the KKK. I have no idea what the kid was thinking, but portraying this as an example of obvious racially motivated hate is a stretch. Maybe he simply had no idea why this man was drumming in his face and couldn't quite figure out the best response. It bears repeating that Phillips approached him, not the other way around. And that's all there is to it. Phillips walked away after several minutes. The Black Hebrew Israelites continued to insult the crowd, and nothing else happened. Now, the video that went viral starts at the 1 hour and 12 minute mark. But if you skip to that part, you miss an hour of the Black Hebrew Israelites hurling obscenities at the students. They call them crackers, pedophiles, the F word for gay people, And even though the FCC is not working today, I just won't say it out of respect for the audience. At the 120 mark, which comes after the Phillips incident, they call one of the few black students the N-word and tell him that his friends are going to murder him and steal his organs. At the 1 hour and 25 minute mark, they complain that you give F-word for gay people rights, which prompted booing from the students. Throughout the video, they threatened the kids with violence and attempt to goad them into attacking first. The students resisted these taunts admirably. They laughed at the hecklers, and they perform a few of their school's sports cheers. It was at this moment that Phillips, who had attended a nearby peace protest led by indigenous peoples, decided to intervene. He would later tell the Detroit Free Press that the teenagers were in the process of attacking these four black individuals. And he decided to attempt to de-escalate the situation. He seems profoundly mistaken. The video footage taken by the black nationalist shows no evidence the white teenagers had any intention of attacking anyone. Nevertheless, Phillips characterized the kids as beasts and the hate group members as their prey. So what you have here is one of his many lies that he would tell over the course of the next 48 hours. Quote, there was that moment when I realized I put myself between beast and prey. These young men were beastly, and these old black individuals, they were their prey. And I stood in between them, and so they needed their pound of flesh, and they were looking at me for that. All the evidence shows Phillips lied. He also claims that he heard chants to build the wall. There is nothing on the tape to prove that either. But again, this is, white kids in MAGA hats, the victims, the indigenous people victims, the minority victims, and then it was just perfect for a media moment over the weekend on Twitter, and then everybody predictably acting out, and then everybody having to either double down on their wrong take of it, or for many people to acknowledge that they got it wrong in the first place. But it really does show you just how ugly some people can be. Because the kids had been threatened, called horrible names, and even their schools have been threatened, too, by the tolerant left. A lot more on this. I'll tell you what Tom Massey had to say with regards to a local prosecutor in Kentucky who's investigating this, again, in his congressional district. And Democrats already shoot down the president over a compromise, but they're not the angriest. Some of the anger for the president really comes from people on the right. Here's the narrative, right? If you're a Trump supporter, you're a racist. And obviously, the kids who wear MAGA hats are all part of the Hitler Youth. And it's only a matter of time until they are, in fact, running the country with their hate, their vile hate. What happened over the weekend? This little video comes out showing these kids in D.C. in the face of an indigenous person, a man, an indigenous, peaceful Native American veteran who was there to just do a peaceful prayer for Native American indigenous peoples. And these kids got in his face. And none of that is true, by the way. It begins with the Black Israelites. Now, this is a group of very hateful people. Very hateful. They hate gay people. They hate white people. They hate a lot of people. And they're awful. And they're a hate group. You may not have even heard about them before, but they've been in trouble before because they say vile things about people all the time. Anyway, this is some of the audio of what happened here. So if you watch the entire video, it's a long video, you'll see the Black Israelites going after the kids and calling them everything from the F word for gay people to pedophiles, and then going on about Trump and everything else. So take a listen.
This is what America produces. This is what America make right. Make America great again. This is what Donald Trump produces. This is a bunch of future school shooters.
That's right.
A bunch of future school shooters.
That's right.
Let's make America great again. A bunch of child molesters.
That's right.
Just like your damn Donald Trump.
That's right.
If you Google, go on YouTube, and you see your president kissing Giuliani when Giuliani dressed like a drag queen.
That's right.
A damn
That's right.
That's all he is.
Now let's stop it right there. So what he's talking about is Giuliani at one point dressed up as a woman on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if anybody remembers that or not. And so this guy says Trump embraced him after he dressed up like a damn drag queen. And then he calls him the F word for gay people, which they really don't like us saying on the air. So that's why we bleeped it. Anyway, this is a hate group here. It's clearly a hate group, but they hate Donald Trump, so they're not being exposed. They should be exposed, right? I mean, you would think in a perfect world today, this group would be exposed for their hatred. Nope. Instead, they focused on the indigenous person, Nathan Phillips, who's a liar, by the way, and is the one who started all this by getting in the kid's face. But the problem is, this hate group chanting and taunting these kids for an hour. And you hear other people going, that's right, backing them all up. Who's the guy yelling right there? Why is he not being featured on the news? Dropping all these hateful things about gay people and everything else because he hates Trump, you see. So they just ignore it. They ignore it completely. And most people today probably think this began as a standoff between a peaceful indigenous person and a bunch of Catholic kids in MAGA hats. They don't even understand the part that happened before the Indian guy got there, which is the black Israelites chanting all their hatred. Then the guy gets up there and he's told two different accounts of why he got in their faces. The first one was he wanted to just walk up the stairs and he thought, why should I step aside given all the history of white genocide these people have done on my people? The other reason he got in the face was because he wanted to, he admits, basically taunt them. So he's given two different reasons. But we've heard about him. We just haven't heard about the other people here. So you're hearing this video. It's all in the same video. You're hearing this audio. I bet you this was not part of the original video that was sent out over the weekend, right? If you reacted, and again, I'm not judging you if you reacted harshly against these kids at first. There's a reason why it was framed a certain way, because it wanted you to have to then say, I reject this from my side of the aisle, right? So that's what they were taunting people to do. You have to reject this, and people did. And then they realize, oh, well, there's all this other stuff on the video that we haven't seen. When you see it, you realize these kids didn't do anything wrong. These kids did nothing wrong. The problem is things can be taken out of context very, very easily in our day and age. And there's almost a sense of you have to come out and you've got to condemn this and you've got to speak up and you've got to do these things very, very quickly. And then people realize I got this wrong. And then they have to walk it back. But then there's a whole other ugly element of people who saw this video and then decided to out these kids where they live, where they go to school, their parents' names. But why are they not outing the members of the Black Israelites is my question. I mean, you know the answer, obviously, because they're on the same political side of the aisle. They are. Now, maybe they're not racist like these people are. Maybe they don't hate gay people like these people are, but they all share their hatred of Donald Trump together. They have that in common. All right, keep going here, please.
A bunch of child molesting.
That's right.
Just like your damn Donald Trump.
That's right.
If you Google, go on YouTube, and you see your president kissing Giuliani when Giuliani dressed like a drag queen.
That's right.
A damn.
That's right.
That's all he is. A bunch of pedophiles.
That's right.
You want to talk about R. Kelly? Why we don't talk about the Catholic Church?
Right.
You know?
And it goes on. There's a lot of this. It goes on for an hour and 12 minutes. Like I mentioned to you, Robbie Sove, who wrote a great piece about this at Reason.com, the media wildly mischaracterized that video. Wildly mischaracterized it. If you turn it on at 1 hour and 12 minutes, you miss the 2 hours of additional footage, what happened before and after the encounter. Far from engaging in racially motivated harassment, the group of mostly white, MAGA hat-wearing male teenagers remained relatively calm and restrained, despite being subjected to incessant racist, homophobic, and bigoted verbal abuse by members of the bizarre religious sect Black Hebrew Israelites, who were lurking nearby. The Black Hebrew Israelites existed since the late 19th century and is best described as a black nationalist cult movement. Its members believe they are descendants of the ancient Israelites and often express condemnation of white people, Christians, and gays. DC area Black Hebrews are known to spout particularly vile bigotry. And then comes along this Phillips guy, who then decides to then start banging a drum in a kid's face. And I got to be honest with you, I think this kid had a lot of restraint. Because I remember how I was at 16, and I know a lot of my friends when they were 16, and I'm not so sure they would have shared the same restraint. Some grown man in my face banging a drum in my face. I'm just saying, these kids actually, in my mind, deserve a medal for how restrained they were. I don't know how somebody would respond. You don't know either. But some big guy comes up in your face and starts banging a drum, and he's clearly nuts, looks nuts anyway, and all these other people screaming at you, calling you a pedophile. It's amazing that violence didn't break out. And I think they clearly wanted violence to break out. I think that was part of their goal here. Yeah, this guy in their face. So the media obviously did not take the time to watch the entire video. They started with their nonsense, as you can imagine. We have some audio for you of the media's reactions. Why don't we start with, let's see here. You want to do that NBC one, Greg? Cut number four. This is NBC Nightly News blasting, on Saturday now, blasting the Catholic students as racist.
A troubling scene many are calling racist played out in Washington yesterday on the steps yesterday to the Lincoln Memorial. Some students harassing an older Native American man, a Vietnam vet, in the midst of a special ceremony. Tammy Leitner has more.
It was meant to be a time for indigenous people to be seen and heard. But this viral video taken during Friday's rally in Washington has sparked outrage and confusion. Appears to show dozens of youths wearing Make America Great Again hats, mocking Native American elder and Vietnam veteran Nathan Phillips, many jeering and others looking on.
They're singing, and I heard them saying, build that wall, build that wall. You know, this is indigenous lands. You know, we're not supposed to have walls here. We never did. For millennium.
Some of the youths may be from Covington Catholic, an all-male high school in Kentucky, although it's not clear if everyone in the crowd was from the school. The Diocese of Covington saying in a statement, the matter is being investigated and we will take appropriate action up to and including expulsion.
Now, it's awful that the school is not standing by their students. And they should have right away because they know these kids. But again, they have to show how they're not part of the bad crowd. They're on the good side of the aisle. But realizing that bias report here, this guy, clearly Nathan Phillips, is a lefty who doesn't want the wall. And he's making it about that. This is indigenous land. We don't have walls. And they're going on and on about this. And they don't bother to watch the tape. I didn't hear the black Israelites mentioned in that. I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe I missed that. I didn't hear that mentioned. Since that group's not been exposed, why don't I share this with you? Again, Reason.com, link to this piece from HeydayDC.com. Black Israelites in D.C. hating and berating at Gallery Place. If you've ever walked by the corner of 7th and 8th Streets in Chinatown on a Friday afternoon, you probably heard the amplified tub thumpings of the black Israelites of D.C. long before you saw their shoulder pads and flowing black robes. Although they might look like a gothic superhero tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire, their ultimate vision is the impending bloody demise of whites and other enemies at the hands of a vengeful returning Christ. The Israelite School of Universal Practical Knowledge, they are incorporated as a nonprofit, is the sectarian faction of the black Israelites, whose members believe they are direct descendants of the ancient Israelites. The black Israelites follow the teachings of the King James Bible and adhere in varying degrees to the religious beliefs and practices of mainstream Judaism. The guys, though, are a far cry from the Judaism of, in this piece he writes, a couple of Eric Cantor or Drake, who were around back then. Given what these particular black Israelites proffers not to like, it's hard to imagine what would make these racial, radical rabbis smile. They hate homosexuals, fraudulent Jews, Asians, abortionists, promiscuous black women, Martin Luther King, who they called a no-good, low-life traitor, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, the Virgin Mary, and Santa Claus. They have a special hatred for the white man, who is believed to be evil personified and deserving of only death or slavery. Next time you see them on the streets, you can try asking them about what activist Queen Amor did. She tangoed with the black Israelites at Gallery Place, foiling their bigoted bluster as a dancing David to their blowhard Goliath. The first time Queen Amor, she's a gay dancer, danced in front of the group, she was arrested for indecent exposure, but she kept coming back to dance, and the black Israelites didn't appear on the corner for months. She has since moved to New York, and the Israelites are back. You can catch their next show on any Friday around rush hour, live and uncut, on the southeast corner of 7th and 8th Street Northwest. But remember, according to their preachings, God hates the sin, the sinner, and this world in general. Yes, that means you. But remember, they hate Donald Trump. And so for that, they're not going to be exposed by the media. So instead, it's just a indigenous peoples and a bunch of white kids in MAGA hats with no mention of the hour and 12 minutes of verbal abuse these kids had to stand by from this group, this racist, bigoted group of people. Yeah, you're not going to hear about that on the media, of course. It blows the narrative. What do we want to call him? What's his name again?
Nathan Phillips.
Nathan Phillips. Do we want to call him, what should we call him?
He's an elder.
He's an elder. Okay,
he's an
elder.
And he's also a Vietnam veteran. And he just constantly, I don't know if he's just trying to respond to the reporters based on the angle they're taking. But if you read all and look at all the different quotes, he's contradicting himself all over the place.
Right.
He told the Boston Globe, no, I feared for the boys from the elders.
Do we have him in his own words, Greg? We don't have any audio of that, do we?
It's part of that package, but I can play it. He's really hard to hear. He's very soft-spoken.
All right, go ahead.
Singing, and I heard them saying, build that wall. This is indigenous land. We're not supposed to have walls here. We never did. Millennium.
All right, so in that, it certainly sounds like he's an antagonist to the kids, right?
Right, and they said, look, listen to the video. We never said build that wall.
And so he tells another reporter, no, I was just trying to defuse the situation because here are the black Israelites who are chanting all these things to the kids. So I came over and start banging my drum in the kid's face to defuse the situation. Wherever he went to defusing the situation school, I think he failed out of that program.
Yeah, the diffuser is the key word here. I don't know what he's...
Hey, listen, you don't defuse a situation by banging a drum in someone's face. That doesn't defuse anything. He's the guy trying to defuse a bomb. Yeah. He's the one who cuts the red wire. You never cut the red wire, man. It doesn't defuse anything.
I think he's just got something in the
pipe. You think he's had a little too much peyote over the years.
And maybe right now.
Why were
something in the peace pipe? Okay.
So, right.
So the kids were there for the Right to Life March.
Yes.
Why were the black Israelites and the indigenous people there?
Well, the black Israelites are everywhere.
Oh, okay.
In D.C. They're all over the place. I don't think they're a huge group, but they're
no. There was like five of them.
Yeah, they're just a very loud, nutty group of hateful bigots, homophobic, hateful, white hating, Trump hating bigots.
Yeah, they're awful.
I don't think there were a lot of indigenous peoples there either.
No, I don't think there were either.
You know, they made it sound like they were having this sacred indigenous peoples ceremony on the steps of the... I don't think that's accurate.
No,
I think there were a couple people dressed up like indigenous peoples who might be indigenous. I don't know.
Yeah,
then the media went with a sacred indigenous peoples celebration or something. That's what they said. They go, oh, it's a sacred indigenous peoples ceremony or something. Really?
They said that in that... I can play that clip again. I think you're right. I think they did say that in an NBC Nightly News clip.
Yeah, take a listen. You'll see what I mean here.
A troubling scene many are calling racist played out in Washington yesterday on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Some students harassing an older Native American man, a Vietnam vet, in the midst of a special ceremony. Tammy Leitner has more.
It was meant to be a time for indigenous people to be seen and heard. But this viral video taken during Friday's rally in Washington has sparked outrage and confusion. Appears to show dozens of youths wearing Make America Great Again hats, mocking Native American elder and Vietnam veteran Nathan Phillips, many jeering and others looking on.
I was there singing and I heard them saying, build that wall. This is indigenous lands.
I do see in the video a couple of the indigenous peoples are yelling at the black Israelites. They're yelling at each other at about, 59 minutes in. But there's no kids around here at this point. And I see maybe there's three guys dressed up like Indians, I guess. Maybe three.
Is this a story? If you're a national news reporter and you got three indigenous people who've been clearly smoking the peace pipe on the steps.
Right.
And you got the other... crazy. Is that
there's like four crazy people?
Discretion here? I mean, come on. It's a made up. The whole thing is a made up story to me.
I think what you said is exactly 100% accurate. I'm counting. There's maybe four of the black Israelites.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
As somebody who could, because I came in today and I watched the entire 2-hour video, 2 hours of my life that I will never, ever get back. And I think I counted at most, there was five of the black Israelites and maybe six of the indigenous people. So it wasn't a huge protest.
But yet it was national news.
Yeah.
Is that with everything going on in the country, think of all the issues you could cover.
Right.
Really, like seven, like a small handful of people, and this is what they blow up into a major national story?
If this was the women's march that this had happened at, do you think it would have gotten the same attention? Or do you think it's because that this was at the Right to Life march with a bunch of kids wearing MAGA hats?
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
The kids wearing the MAGA hats are off to the side. They're almost watching this like a show.
Yeah.
See, here's what I'm watching here. If you watch the video at about 109:19, right?
It's like the Zapruder film.
Yeah. This is amazing. You can see now all the kids, and there's a lot of kids, not just kids in MAGA hats. They're all watching this freak show that's going on. One guy's got a Rastafarian hat on, and he's going around spewing hatred. Then some guy dressed up like, a Native American's in his face, and they're yelling. And all the kids are watching this. And I remember from being in D.C., this happens all the time. This kind of nonsense happens all the time. And you step back and you go, all right, enjoy the show. There's no cops around. You know what I mean? It's like, all right. So this is where they're all just standing on the side watching. Nobody, the kids are not engaging anybody. One of these nut jobs is on a skateboard. He could barely stay on the skateboard. And then another person, they've got their cameras and they're yelling stuff, and there's only a handful of them. And you see the kids with the MAGA hats are just standing back watching. The one guy in his Rastafarian outfit, get-up outfit, he moves to the side. Another guy with a scarf around his head, he starts yelling at the kids. He's got a big walking stick, too.
He does.
Right? He's got a big old walking stick. Now, at this point, they then proceed
to... At this point, the chaperone goes, hey, kids, we're going to have the bus. I'm going to contact the bus, and we're going to walk a half a block away from all these nut jobs. That, you know what I mean? Like, somebody need to get those kids out of there.
So one of the kids on their side took his shirt off.
Yes.
And started flexing and acting like a high school kid.
Oh. They did the Covington boys chant for
they did their chant.
Like their school spirit thing, you know, that they do.
Well, this did not go over well with the black Israelites, as you can imagine.
Boy.
And then so now this is where it gets controversial at 1:12, according to which statement the elder wants to tell, right? Because the one guy is clearly got the camera in his face at about 1:10. Are we able to get that audio of like what happened right before the guy with the thing on his head? About 1:10.
At 1:10,
he turns to the camera and he starts saying something. And this is when, because about 1:12 is where the elder shows up and starts banging the drum. And according to one news report, he was trying to defuse the situation. In another news report, he was trying to walk up the steps and said he didn't feel like he should have to get through these kids because of their 500 years of white genocide or something. So he said two different things. Now, this led to not only national news, millions and millions of people tweeting. A Kentucky congressman, he says it was tongue-in-cheek, calling for a total and complete shutdown of teens wearing MAGA hats. The kids were doxxed. The schools were threatened. Parents were outed. This is what I mean about something like this blowing up into a mate. And the media absolutely are to blame for this, because the minute NBC News ran with it Saturday night and they all ran with it, it became a legitimate, credible story.
Where would you like me to start?
Like around 1:10. You see the guy turns to the camera?
Yes. The only reason I'm worried about this is because
he's probably going to be dropping some hateful,
bad words in this that I can't play. That's why you narrating it is a good idea, but I can't do it in real time.
I understand. All right, we'll take a listen to it. In the meantime, can I play a clip while you have that up or no?
You can do it, yeah.
By the way, that is why the kids said they started chanting their song. They turned to the chaperone. Because the guys were saying horrible things and words.
Right.
So they said, can we chant our school song loudly to drown out what they're saying.
Because the black Israelites were calling them pedophiles and the F word for gay people. And
like
saying,
inbreds.
Yeah, inbreds, and saying Trump is a pedophile and all this other stuff. And you like underage kids. And they're screaming this.
I can play that
in the middle. Say. Yeah, go ahead. Play that. That's
this
good.
Is what America produced. This is what America meant by. Make America great again. This is what Donald Trump produced. This is a bunch of future school shooters.
That's right.
Future school shooters. All right, so now, so they're being called future school shooters. He's pointing at the kids. The kids are just standing there. And then after taking this abuse and laughing at it, then they decide to do the school cheer. This is about the time the one guy faces the camera and gives his explanation for whatever it is. And then you hear off in the background the, oh, yeah, yeah, and then the banging of the drums. And then all of a sudden shows up a group of indigenous, quote unquote, indigenous people coming to save the day, apparently, according to one news report, or trying to get through the white, hateful, genocidal kids, depending on which other news report. So if he's really trying to defuse the situation, he's got a funny way of showing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Rizzioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.